Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
I want you to think about those who've gone before us. One president stood up on a cool day in Gettysburg and talked about how we are one nation. Rosa Parks sat on a bus and changed history. Cesar Chavez stood up in the fields and farms. And others across this planet have shown their courage to have the privilege to do what you get to do so easily in America, which is go and vote.
Let the word go forth.
We are here to ask,
from this time and place,
where are the leaders of our country?
That the torch has been passed.
Where is the leadership?
To a new generation of Americans.
2004 cannot be just another year of politics as usual.
I know there's cynicism, and you all say, will they really keep their promises? This race is about restoring people's trust that the things we talk about in a campaign are not promises to be broken. They are promises to be kept.
Something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
In the 1960s, I marched against the war in Vietnam when I came home. And young people were the people who marched and brought us the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act.
It was young people who helped create a civil rights movement and the Civil Rights Act. It was young people who stood up and fought for equal rights for women and marched in a march that's not finished.
All the lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
Patriotism includes protest.
Young people speak in their mind.
The change starts here.
Resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Every minute that passes, we are losing two jobs to other countries.
When you graduate from college, you deserve to have jobs here in America waiting for you.
A
just America demands
into your life it will creep.
It demands an attorney general.
Starts when you're always afraid.
His name is not John Ashcroft.
Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
There's work to be done in America, and it's time to put Americans to work doing it.
The gross national product measures neither wit nor courage, neither our wisdom nor our learning, neither our compassion nor our duty to our country.
In the past 3 years, 3 million more Americans have slipped into poverty, and the divide between those who have and those who don't grows wider and wider.
If a free society cannot help the many who are poor, it cannot save the few who are rich.
We will be able to transform the tangling discourse of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood.
Be part of the election of a lifetime.
The change starts here.
It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
I promise you that I'll tell you the truth about the budget. I'll tell you the truth about war and peace. I'll tell you the truth about the real choices we face in our country.
Who do you trust to bring jobs back, to protect our environment, to bring health insurance to every man, woman, and child in America? Well, I know who I trust. The next president of the United States, John F. Kerry.
I need you to be part of this for jobs, for health care, for children, for common sense.
We need you to march for the future of America. We need you to reclaim our democracy.
We need you back.